Now, a short time ago, I spoke to the Housing Minister, Megan Woods.
The forecasts weren't the problem. It was actually the completions that were the problem. But in terms of the technical changes we've made to the supply side, there's some really important things we're doing. One of which is making sure that we're releasing the capital that's tied up in the places that aren't selling at the moment, so we can shift that over to developments that will deliver the right places for first home buyers. More things like the Monarch Apartments in Wellington, Northcote in Auckland, things where there's clear demand for it, and keep that pipeline moving through. Then, of course, there's also the large-scale developments, which will continue, where we're freeing up Crown land and doing large-scale developments that involve
So if you can do all of that, why can't you build 100,000? Why can't you build 100,000 in the 10 years as promised at the election? What is the barrier?
Well, I think one of the things that once I lifted the hood and had a bit of a look at what was going on, it became really clear that we're seeing Kiwi Build as an outcome rather than a lever. So when I drive around Christchurch, where I live, I'm seeing billboards at the moment telling me I can buy a home and land package for $460,000. Now, that's $40,000 below the Kiwi Build target. What we've seen that Kiwi Build is actually shifting the market into affordable. So some of these houses that are delivered at affordable price points will be delivered by the market because of the presence of Kiwi Build. So one of the things that I will be reporting on monthly is the number of affordable homes below the Kiwi Build.
But that's all about demand. You're talking about demand there, aren't you? I mean,
No, this is about supply. What we're talking about is making sure that we've got the pipeline of affordable homes coming into the market. Let's take a step back and realise that this is a problem that has been a long time in the making, and a big part of that problem is that we weren't getting affordable homes into the market. Well, Kiwi Build is shifting that.
It seems to me you've acknowledged that you've been trying to double guess the market for first home buyers, got it wrong, having to buy back $200 million worth of first homes in Wanaka. Why isn't a Labor government putting those resources and energy and effort into addressing the 12,000 people on the housing waiting list with more state houses?
Look, it isn't an either or, Corin. We're actually doing both. So there's a couple of things in there. First of all, we are building more public houses and state houses than any government has in decades. We had a target of 1,600 this year. We've built 2,200.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the housing waiting list is increasing.
Look, it is. And look, one of the things, you do a back of the envelope. Not only did the previous government end up with 1,500 fewer public houses than it started office with, but it didn't build any. So if you take that, say 1,600 is our target, you put that over their 9 years, you add in the 1,500 they sold off, that's 14,000 public houses that we're short, that if they'd actually done what a government should be doing,
okay,
which is providing houses, we would not have,
And I just wonder, why are you bothering with the affordable first home buyer stuff? You've got your rent to buy and your welcome home loans. That addresses that problem there. Why bother with a first home buyer's affordable slice of the market where you have clearly failed?
Look, if we only concentrate on equipping first home buyers to go out there and buy houses, address the demand side without addressing supply, that's when you put pressure on the housing market.
But the addressing supply, as you've acknowledged, is about the land. And many economists will argue it's about, if you free up the land supply, that will then allow the affordable housing.
That's one part of it. But look, the last couple of decades have shown us that actually just build it and they will come, free up land, hasn't resulted in affordable homes. Let's not forget, the previous government promised 39,000 houses under the Shahs, 3,100 were built, only 100 of them were affordable. So when people start bandying around words like Kiwi Build being a failure, we've already delivered more affordable houses. And what we're not seeing is Kiwi Build working in the way we want it to.
You've said with the rent-to-buy schemes and shared equity, you're looking to target around 2,000 to 4,000 people. Is that right?
2,500 to 4,000.
Why should the public have any faith that you can meet those targets when you can't meet your Kiwi Build target, and we're building houses in the wrong place?
Look, we have built some houses in the wrong place, and that was the targets really drove that behaviour. But look, in terms
so
of
so why have targets? Why have a 2,000 to 4,000 target for a shared equity scheme?
No, it's saying that of the money that we've set aside, that we've ring fenced the $40 million, that this will be able to help 2,500 to 4,000. We're saying that for that money, this is the volume of people that we will be able to assist, and we've been working closely with people that have got experience in this area.
That is the Housing Minister, Megan Woods.